So I hear you want to start a podcast. Well, sit tight. This is TK, and I'm getting ready to help you get started. What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and we are right back on another podcast episode of Working the Dash with TK. Well, today I just want to talk about how we can revitalize our energy. Let's jump right in. We're going to avoid people who are emotionally draining. When we distance ourselves from people who do not add value and only become an energy zapper, what we're actually doing is displaying a form of self-love, self-protection, and self-care. Also, we're going to seek out licensed therapists. I know for some, this is so difficult simply because we have just not been taught to go to a therapist. We think that somehow the connotation with that is bad, but let me share with you that having someone who is professionally trained to help you work through problems is definitely a wise choice. I would admonish you to particularly turn to someone who does not know you at all, so that you're able to comfortably show up as your authentic self in that professional space. And this is where you're able to work through problems and embrace the solutions that are coming from a pure place of a licensed therapist that has absolutely no idea who you are, what your background is, other than what you will definitely share with them in that protected safe space. Also, you need to set aside quality time to solely focus on yourself. Yes, I said it. You need to set aside time to focus on yourself. Many times we're so angry and we're so upset because we've given our time, our energy, and our money to so many other people and causes and campaigns. And then we're tired because we look up and it's time to work on our stuff and it's time to work on ourselves. And guess what? We're too tired. We have absolutely no energy to do it. So I'm going to say it again. Set aside quality time to focus solely on yourself, whatever that looks like. If you're writing a book, you have to set aside quality time. That means you need to bring your calendar to the table and you need to pencil yourself in. Just like you schedule everything else, you need to schedule yourself. So what does that mean? If I schedule myself on the appointment book and someone calls during that particular time, do I adjust the appointment? Absolutely not, because you wouldn't adjust the appointment if you scheduled someone else in, right? You're not going to start adjusting to say, something else just came up, I need to readjust, and not do it for someone else. You need to do the exact same thing for yourself. So if you schedule yourself, you're already booked. Did you hear what I just said? You're already booked. That means you need to engage with your calendar, with yourself plugged in to the date and the time and the responsibility. Because guess what? Everything we do, everything we want to do, it needs a deadline. It needs to have activity behind it. It needs a certain level of attention. So you need to schedule yourself for the date, the time, and the activity so that you do not cheat yourself out of showing up for you. So once again, set aside quality time to solely focus on yourself so that you can give the same exact energy, time, and attention to you that you create for others. Listen, let me just share this. Each day we face a certain level of capacity. So this podcast today is truly just to make sure that you are full of revitalized strength so that you are not consistently deprived, pouring from an empty cup. When we have life drought, now we've experienced drought in certain places naturally, certain places of nature, we're actually looking at where the world is drying up, you know, and we're looking at these pictures and we see drought. But when we experience a life drought, something has to water our seeds of imagination in order for us to find a way to bloom again. There are so many ways we can live through hardships if, that's a strong if, if we decide to protect our peace by shielding our capacity, which ultimately reconstructs our energy. Anytime your capacity is disturbed, your peace is going to be disturbed. So you cannot protect your peace without protecting your capacity, because your capacity affects your energy, which affects your peace. Now, you'll have to press rewind to go back and listen to that, because I have absolutely no idea in which order I said that. But it sounded good to me. Oh, goodness gracious. That gave me some energy there. It is said that pine cones, listen to this, pine cones, we're pretty much like a pine cone, because it is actually said that we are very indicative of a pine cone, because our lives actually emulate that of a pine cone. Pine cones were hardened on the outside by insurmountable issues, unpleasant people, bad bosses, uncomfortable forces that we cannot control, sicknesses, aging parents, mental health crisis, financial insecurities, and so much more. Yet, inside of a pine cone, that hard pine cone, inside of it lies a seed. There's seeds in pine cone. And inside of this pine cone sits a treasure, because it is a seed. So it's a seed of treasure. And when it's opened by the right fire, did you hear what I said? The right fire. When it's opened by fire, wildlife produces this seed in this pine cone. This pine cone is open. It burst open under the pressure of fire. And this seed actually is responsible for the preservation of a forest, because it's seed there. And when this pine cone is burst open by wildfire, it starts to germinate and it starts to cultivate what we actually see as forest. Those trees that are growing is from a seed in a pine cone. And really the only way that pine cone is activated is by an intense amount of fire. And so what we want to make sure we understand is that as your personal motivator, as a professional development coach, it's necessary that we actually share our piece of discovering seed. The seed, the treasure that's inside of us, when we are open by the right fires, not energy zappers, but when we are open by the right fires of life, guess what? We can certainly produce magnanimous talent, and we can discover the treasure that so lies within us. Stay ready for seed discoveries, because inside of you sits a land of treasure. This has been another podcast episode with your girl TK. I look forward to connecting with you one more time. Do me a favor. Here's your call to action. Do me a favor, share this podcast with someone. Let them know that we are here just trying to make a difference in your personal and professional growth. And we are going to grow and glow together. Until next time, have a very pleasant day.